fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 4th day of August, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip today is to get cash and use cash every day. Get cash and use cash every day. The powers that be don't want you having cash. The powers that be don't want you using cash. And every transaction you conduct in cash will help this effort move forward. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of high-quality water filters. We like to focus on the Ready Pure, the high-quality countertop gravity feed stainless steel water filter, but we also talk about the other high-quality filters, including the whole house filtration systems, and how to have not only clean water, but a healthier water. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be illegal. How about yourself?
That's great. Now, do you know who Michael Yon is?
No. Who is Michael Yon?
Michael Yon is a war correspondent, excellent writer, you know, blog writer, and he is a Special Forces veteran, as are you. Okay. He did an interview 3 or 4 days ago with Jordan Peterson, and, you know, a lot of what Jordan has to say makes a lot of sense. I don't believe in all of his, you know, underlying tenets, but he's an excellent, well-educated, you know, generally conservative guy. And they did a talk for about an hour, which is available on YouTube. And it's something that everybody should listen to. It really breaks down, you know, what's going on, most especially over in the Netherlands right now with the farmers. And I just think it looks at things from a different perspective that some people may not. But, you know, the hardest thing for me growing up as an entrepreneur was to understand how in the world big business people could be socialists. Because you would think the two things are at opposite ends of the scale, right? Free open business, socialism, two different things, right? Well, it's a simple answer. You know, In socialism, there is no competition. The vendors that are chosen by the government, and they become the vendors. So if you're the paperclip manufacturer that gets chosen, you know, in a socialist or communist state, then you're pretty much locked in as long as you kowtow, you know, to the underlying concepts that they teach, which, of course, are insane. But in any event, that's the reason why so many of these giant business people actually lean towards socialism, because they like the helping hand of the government to cement them in to their business interests. And we see this over and over again. I mean, the biggest businesses here in the U.S. are very heavily tied in, you know, with whatever government is in power for this reason, so that they can get those benefits. But anyway, excellent, excellent talk, something that everybody should see. I was really blown away. It was recommended by a friend. I had never heard of Michael Yon before, Y-O-N, but it was a fascinating talk. I listened to it yesterday while I was repairing a roof on one of my buildings. But anyway, just something to put out there. I thought it was great.
Okay, well, that's an interesting way to look at it. Of course, under communism, the means of production, of course, are mines, factories, and farms. Under communism, the means of production are owned by the state. In a capitalist society, the means of production are owned privately owned.
Now, yeah, supposedly, until the government regulations get to the point where they're dictating everything that you can do and not do. So what does ownership really mean?
Well,
sounds great in the classroom, but, you know, when they're trying to tell you that you can't do this and you can't do that, and, your practice for 40 years is no longer, you know, good because, you know, it's affecting the environment, whatever their pitch is. And the other thing the conversation did was it really kind of got into some of the underpinnings of the whole, you know, ecological movement, you know, and the green movement. And not in a negative way. I mean, it pointed out that there's some validity, you know, certainly to that, but it may not be the biggest priority. You know, if we have to starve a billion people in order to have a green planet, it may not be the best way to go. You know, that kind of a thing. But anyway, fascinating, I thought.
Well, under fascism, you have a cooperative effort between big government and big business to reach mutual ends. And I think that's maybe more what you're describing than socialism. Socialism doesn't have so much to do with production and ownership. But we have fascism in this country where big government and big business work together to reach mutual goals. And of course, once big business gets big enough, they can work in a cooperative effort with government to force their competition out of business. Such as much as what's been done with the EPA, for example, EPA regulations are backed by big business because the regulations force their competition out of business. And that's the classic definition of fascism, is a cooperative effort between big business and big government to reach mutual goals. Socialism does play a role in making it in the way that society is managed, this way society is run. I don't want to dwell on that a real long time, but
sure. Well, thanks. That was very well said.
And if there's something called what's also called predatory capitalism, where the means of production is owned by so few people that the owners of the means of production, mines, factories, and farms can become predatory in their business practices. And that's, once again, where the cooperation with government is brought about. I guess one of the best examples of that is the pharmaceutical industry and the medical establishment, where they force everything else out that does not go along with their program, their paradigm. Anyway, Kirk, it looks like for the time being, for at least until Sunday or so, the People's Republic of China has a naval blockade around Taiwan. It's supposed to be wrapped up and finished, this military exercise, this coming Sunday, just a few days away. But it's an example of what they could do if they chose to, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the likely scenario. I think you'll see you know, if they decide to do it, you know, a blockade there. I just, you know, there's so much talk right now about, you know, what the CCP is planning, you know, and how they're going to do it, and, you know, who it is that, that they actually want to attack. You know, is it the West Coast? Is it Taiwan? You know, it's just very interesting right now. A lot of interesting things happening over there. And, you know, as long as Taiwan can continue to operate, you know, their business and their exporting, which is, of course, very important to them and really very important to the rest of the world. I mean, that would be a good thing, you know, if that continues unimpeded. But I don't know. I mean, I'm with you. I mean, I think the shoe could drop at any time.
It could. Well, China is determined to make the 21st century their century. You know, they've thoroughly infiltrated most countries of any consequence. They have their people. They have their man in the White House right now. And only they know the timing of what they intend to do and when they intend to do it. That's a very closely guarded secret. And it's probably somewhat dynamic in that they're prepared to make changes along the way as necessary to accomplish their goals. So anyway, Kirk, let's talk about winter coming up, for example. It will be winter beginning in about 3 months in the northern areas, 4 to 5 months, and farther, a little bit farther south where I am. And the time to get ready for the coming winter is right now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're doing everything we can, you know, to make sure that all of the maintenance, you know, we need to do on our property is being done, and, you know, dealing with outside buildings, you know, stepping up, you know, alternate heating, mechanicals, all kinds of different things, you know, right now, which is great. I mean, it's nice to be able to do those things. I know a lot of people are maybe stuck in a city or in an apartment and you know, just have to get by. But for those of us that have got, you know, larger pieces of property, this is definitely a time, you know, to fortify. And really everybody can get prepared, you know, at their own level. We always talk about the importance of food and water. And then obviously as the winter approaches, you know, heat becomes the third most important thing. We see a lot of things happening in Europe right now, you know, a lot of energy, you know, crunch, all kinds of special regulations now, you know, in Germany, even regarding hot water and, you know, other locales out there. And our heart really goes out to those folks. I mean, that's a really tough thing. I mean, if you have to weather a winter without sufficient heat or insufficient heat or, you know, inordinately cold, you know, temperature in your house because your heat is regulated, you know, and think about this. I mean, a lot of us have got these smart meters now. You know, I know here in our area, the utility put them in automatically. And if you don't want them, you have to object and you have to pay an additional fee every month, which, you know, we went ahead and did in a couple of our buildings. But it's just very interesting. You know, you have to wonder about the data that those smart meters can send back and about the control factor. You know, if they decide that they, you know, want to limit electricity, they can easily do it. If they want to, you know, ration, you know, power, they can do it. And this is the thing, you know, and this is why I'm so against, for the large part, you know, the electronic vehicles, because I just don't think there's enough power available and a lot of different circumstances like shutdowns on the highway and traffic jams. And, you know, in the winter we have a traffic jam, you know, like we had recently around Washington. Anybody that was in an electric vehicle, you know, suddenly found they didn't have any heat. And it's not like gas vehicles where the emergency vehicles can bring out a little bit of gas and get you rolling again. You know, if you have an electric car, they may not have the means to actually charge those batteries, you know, certainly not for hundreds of vehicles that are on the road, you know, in some kind of a stoppage. And these are things that people need to consider, you know, I think with those vehicles, you know, especially as winter's coming on.
Well, I've seen photographs of these charging stations with lines 20 and 30 cars long waiting to get to the next open charging station. Ford Motor Company is investing tens of millions of dollars in this technology. I'm very leery of it myself. The concept of people driving their car home and charging it is not well thought out, not well thought out at all. We already have brownouts in California and Texas and other places where, to avoid complete blackouts, utility companies intentionally turn off the power to sections at a time so that everybody gets some power as opposed to everybody getting no power. And adding to it, charging people's cars and trucks on top of that with a already vulnerable power grid doesn't seem like a very wise thing. How about you, sir?
No, I agree completely. This is one of the reasons why, you know, we always say that it's so important, you know, to take personal control and responsibility for things like your own water supply. Because if there's electric shutdowns, if there's intermittent, you know, blackouts or brownouts, you know, it affects everything that relies on electricity. And it could affect, you know, even the utilities, you know, that are delivering water to your house or work on, you know, very specific chemical infusion practices in order to keep, you know, the bacteria levels down in the water. All of that can change in a moment's notice if there's electric shutdowns. So very, very important, you know, to think about that. Make sure you've got the means to filter and purify your own water in a way that's most convenient, which is why we like the ReadyPure unit so much. You know, it's a great, a very solid built unit. We talk about the solid stainless steel spout that's designed to last, you know, more than one lifetime.
Right.
And the fine ceramic cartridges, you know, that are designed not only to keep back all the biological contaminants, but also serve to reduce and remove a lot of the chemicals that you'll find in your common drinking water and well water, you know, like those agricultural chemicals, all of which, you know, while they may do a great job of keeping bacteria away, they don't do such a good job in terms of health for the body. They can interfere with the body's immune system. And based on what's happened over the last couple of years, we know how important that is to maintain and to nourish. Did you see that interview that Dr. Carrie, is it Majay?
I heard it pronounced Majay.
She did an interview the other day that was just phenomenal. And this is the first time I've ever heard this. She talked about a meeting that she attended several years ago with some of the higher ups in the medical profession, with some high, you know, information technology people. And they were talking about how they were going to be able to control the human body, you know, with the use of additives in the food and water supply. And it was absolutely fascinating. And really, you know, to hear about what she said was stated at this meeting years ago, and then to see a lot of this come into fruition, you know, with the additives and the things that they're doing, just really blew me away. I mean, a very, very scary thing. My wife and I both listened to it on the way back from a service job about a week ago. And it's a recent interview, and it's with another, podcast host who I'd never seen before. But it was something that I mean, the whole idea of it just blew me away. And, you know, she says that the vast majority of the medical professionals are completely going along with this. And the reason is that they don't want to stand out, you know, against the crowd or go against the grain. And I just thought it was very, very interesting and very scary.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. Got a question or comment? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Kirk, we move forward with all these issues. The biggest issue, in my opinion, remains the consequences of the clot shot becoming the way to eliminate much of our world, of our population. And that's what they want to do, is kill us, isn't it?
Well, or make you so sick that you need, you know, external care, you're not able to produce anymore. You know, it's one thing to kill somebody, but if you can injure them to the point where they need help from other people, you know, that even taxes, you know, further. And I think that we might be seeing a lot of that, too. I think that you're right. I mean, I think the effects could be just simple death, and they could be just you get very, very sick and you become incapacitated, and that creates even more issues.
Right, right. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing, the excellent Ready Pure Water Filter, with a wonderful $100 discount on each piece of equipment. Kirk, tell people how they can get that discount, please.
Well, you can either click the link available on John's website, thelibertyman.com, or you can just give us a call on the office line, and that number is area code 336-525-1015, and it's a $100 discount on each Ready Pure unit offered or ordered. And also, we've got about 15 other different kinds of pieces of equipment that we manufacture here in North Carolina, and there's a substantial discount to John's listeners on all of that equipment as well.
All right. We have a caller here, Kirk. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Yes, good morning, John. It's great when you have these smart businessmen on. They truly are above the cut of regular people going around. Kirk is one of them, the guy who sells food as well. And, Kirk, if you had somebody in your organization who is messing up all the time, who is always doing the wrong thing, who didn't have his facts straight at all, would you eliminate that part of your operation? Or would you try to at least reform the guy first and then get rid of him?
Well, I tell you what, Dave, you know, that's an excellent question. And it really depends on a lot of factors. I think that, you know, obviously, you know, we want to try to select and hire people, you know, for our businesses, as every business does, you know, that are really going to fit well and work well. But, you know, sometimes people have personal things that they're going through. And I, you know, I think that one of the things that an employer should do is, you know, help out, you know, whenever possible. I mean, if there's a real dramatic, you know, decrease in quality or other issues are going on, obviously that has to be addressed right away. I mean, you know, we're definitely long suffering, you know, Kathy and I, with people we work
with.
Yeah,
but listen, if you had a marketing guy who is putting out these ads or going on shows telling about your product and totally lying about it and just getting his information all wrong, how long would you let that go on?
Not very long. Are you a business person also, Dave?
What's that?
Are you a business person also?
You know, I've become one. People tell me I'm not a businessman, but I got out of industry. I worked 10 years in chemistry after 10 years in prison. I'm in graduate school, almost 10 years with a postdoc.
I see. You know? So your background is chemistry.
Yes.
So how do you look at water? I mean, because that's my business. Do you look at it, you know, chemically, you know, as H2O?
Well, I think there's some very interesting aspects of water that I don't understand well at all.
And I agree.
Steve O'Neill has mentioned this information as well. The point I'm trying to make is that we have a network here, and we have people misrepresenting and giving out some misinformation about this whole virus thing. I mean, they're dead in the head. I mean, we, you know, John's talking about deaths from the vax and stuff like that. Yeah, there were unusual number of deaths from the vax. Many people don't even realize it. Some of it's hidden. We haven't seen a 95% die-off from it yet. It's possible. I have no clue. Dolores Cahill seems to think that everybody who got even one shot will die, but you know, so what? That's one opinion. Show me why. And I know she's very bright, so she's over in Dublin, Ireland, and Jeff Renz talked about her. But you know, Jeff goes off with some fantastic things. Now, we had a couple of guys on last night, William and Paul in California, talking about the existence and non-existence of viruses and non-existence of SARS-CoV-2.
Right.
And Paul even makes the point. I mean, first of all, they say that these things have never been isolated for any virus at all. And Dan from Washington is saying, listen, in 1935, they even had electron micrograph images that I think he was talking about tobacco mosaic virus. He said, listen, they've had the images since then. And then, you know, then these guys eventually backtrack and they said, well, we'll give you that the viruses exist, but no one's ever shown they cause disease. Well, listen, so Paul in California, he makes a very good point. He said, well, we haven't even seen it. We only see these ball structures and these red and yellow things made on a computer. We've never seen a SARS-CoV-2. And I called in and
do you know where the term finally, flu? Do you know the origin of the word flu? You know
well,
what that is?
Flu is in your chimney.
I mean, talking about a virus bug. I mean, do you know what that? You know where that word comes from?
Oh, let me know. I don't know.
It comes from flu like a chimney, where the body is cleansing itself of toxins that it can't get rid of any other way. And so there's a whole school of thought, you know, in holistic medicine that viruses are actually created by the body as part of the immune system. And this is a direct contravention to what we read in the media.
Yeah, your audio, Dave, is really muffled for some reason. If you are on speakerphone,
well, let me fix that.
That's better. We got a break. We'll be right back.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I've not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the August the 4th. My website is thelibertyman.com. The photos of myself at my website, the one in the middle, I'm sitting in front of Thomas Jefferson's private library at Monticello. I got to visit that personally. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever done in my life, is to see the private library of Thomas Jefferson. And at my website, you'll find some free downloads of books that are very hard to find or extremely expensive that will help you in your research and your studies. And Matrix 3 is the one that I'm thinking of right now. It's right at 1,000 pages. It's a reference book, not the kind of book you pick up and read from cover to cover. It's a reference book. I have an original hard copy, and what I suggest people do with Matrix 3 is to send it by email to your local office supply store, have them print it out and make sure the format does not have print out on three-hole punch paper, and place it in a really large three-ring binder, or maybe a couple of smaller ones, And you've got yourself a really great reference book that'll help you make sense of this very complex world that we live in. And, of course, other items on my website that will help you if you want to stay warm and cozy this winter. Winter's going to be here before you know it. The Liberator Rocket Heater will heat a 2,000-square-foot home for less money than anything else you can get your hands on. That's what it'll do. And, of course, energy cleaners. We'll talk about those more the third hour. We do have with us Kirk Finney with Water Revolution. And Dave from New York is giving us his thoughts on the COVID-19. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I was talking about the SARS-CoV-2 virus and its existence and viruses in general. The real topic here is a fifth grade book report I've been talking to, which is what we had basically last night, okay, on these guys talking about this stuff. I talked to Steve O'Neill about this as well, and it's absurd that these folks are claiming that they haven't seen only computer-generated pictures, and they apparently haven't looked, because in Google, John, I sent you a few, they've got numerous high-resolution electron micrographs of what they're saying is SARS-CoV-2, of what is particulates in tissue that was taken from infected people in all sorts of areas, and other corroborating information in those articles about this and about other disease structures that they see in there. I mean, this is all fits together that there's a disease occurring and that these particles are present. Now, to say that the cells produce these uniform particles all with spikes on them, I understand that a lot of the genome of man, according to especially according to Judy Mikovits, it contains a viral DNA. Fine. But, you know, I think there's very strong evidence that what we're seeing here are SARS-CoV-2 particulates. But everyone needs to look for themselves and decide. And if they don't read the papers, if they're saying garbage like there's no imaging of viruses and anywhere on any of these viruses, first of all, and then they're saying there's none for SARS-CoV-2. But it's clearly in the literature. They haven't looked at the literature. Are they lying? What's going on? How can you tolerate this on RBN? I mean, this is the utter misinformation. It should be shut down by the Biden administration. But guess what? I think they want to discredit this whole network, and they allow it. So, I mean, really, John, you've seen the articles I sent you on this, right?
Not necessarily.
How can you allow this?
I get too many emails to read all of them, Dave.
Well, I told you about it. I thought you did look at the, well, take a look at the structures. Take a look at those papers. I mean, this is so key to the whole issue. I mean, if the virus doesn't exist, then they didn't engineer it, and there's no problem. There's no problem with all these guys paying for this and doing this gain of function research. But sorry, virology is much more advanced than that. It's not that they're just surmising all of these things. There's good evidence. So what, can we prove anything? In science, you only prove that the data fits the theory. You don't prove that the theory is correct, because when anomalies arise that the theory doesn't fit, you come up with a new theory. And that's the way theories are just ideas. And absolute proof of this, that's one thing. But, Kirk, the cells are not budding off these uniform-looking particulates with spikes coming out of them, and they're not exosomes either. And I'm not going to go into all the structure of that here.
Right, well, like John, you, really I'm not a virologist, so yeah. I don't know that I'm qualified to even comment. I just right. know, you know, I guess I have a gut feeling, you know, about it, and you know, which scientists hate to hear.
Gut feelings, a gut feeling.
I have a gut feeling, and I think that, you know, I one thing I think we can all agree on is the absolute importance of maintaining, nourishing, and fortifying our own immune systems. And I'm a big proponent of that, and
the other thing. The other thing I think that we need to emphasize is the truth. Christ was the way, the truth, and the life. But these guys are saying things that are clearly not true, and they're so fifth grade. I mean, they're following one guy like Cowan, a non-scientist who learned from Kaufman. I mean, I think these images of the SARS-CoV-2 virus put the nail in the Kaufman whole non-virus theory. Listen, it's crazy. That's all I have to say. Okay. We need to eliminate stupidity and untruth from RBN, or just shut it down. It's intolerable. It's ridiculous. It's not doing any good for anybody. That part of it is not. It's throwing people off. You got all these people going off on this non-virus thing, and I'll talk to you later, okay. John. I hope.
Okay, Dave. We appreciate the call. Thank you. Our next caller is Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Mr. Finney.
Mr. Singh, good morning. How are you?
Well enough to be able to make a call. I appreciate you taking my call. I'll just comment a few things on what you said in the first half hour. The first is about power outage. And I think I might have sent that document email to Mr. Moore. I think there's a December 2018 or 2019 federal document, like a report or a study. So that tells Americans to be ready for power outage for many months without notice. So that's the first thing. And then my other comment is what Mr. Finney said, that injury is worse than death. So that's very true. And I'm not at all an expert on firearms, but many armed forces, at least one I know, have moved from a bigger bore to a smaller bore cartridge, say from 7.62 millimeter to 5.56 millimeter. And I was talking to someone who knew much more about those things. So he said that a bigger bore is more prone to killing someone, but a smaller bore will only cause an injury or bleeding. And if someone gets killed, only one person is out of action. But if someone is injured, then many people will come to rescue or help or whatever, and that will tie up more people who can fight otherwise. So that's the other comment I have to make, and that's in line with there's a book maybe more than a decade ago, I think its title is Third Life Advice from the Wisest Americans, something like that. So that's a compilation of interviewing people 70 plus. So one of the advices is that don't be afraid of death, be afraid of sickness or disability. So take care of your body as if you might have to live for 100 years. So that's a broader advice. Confirmation of what you said, that injury is worse than death. So that's all I have to say. And just in response to what was going on with Dan from New York, is that if we just limit ourselves to this coronavirus, I doubt, I'm not a scientist as well, but I have had some education, that infective material isolated from a corona patient has not been shown to cause the same disease in another person. So that's all I have to say. And thank you again for taking my call.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Before we get to our next caller, my primary focus is the effects of the COVID clot shot, not the coronavirus itself. The coronavirus, COVID-19, was just a vehicle to get people to believe they needed the clot shot. Getting to the nuances of what the virus is or what it isn't is really something I'm not terribly concerned about. If that's your concern, then go ahead and focus on it. God bless you for doing so. My focus is people volunteering to kill themselves by rolling up their sleeve to get the clot shot.
Fascinating. Yeah, fascinating.
And killing their children with the same thing. Leo Homan, published an article recently about this, and he mentioned a healthy nine-year-old girl in California who died 2 weeks after getting the clot shot. It is needless tragedy being repeated hundreds of thousands of times. We've got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we go to Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
John, I missed the first, I guess, half hour of the show, but I was able to catch Dave and his comments, and that's kind of like what I was calling about. I know you don't want to go into this, and I don't blame you because it is controversial, but just I will say this again, and I said it just the other day, and I don't see any reason to doubt this report. It seems legitimate. There was a report from a woman who worked in one of the labs. She's an Indian from India, who were tasked with finding and developing stuff for the COVID-19 for the vaccines. And she said her lab could never find COVID-19 anywhere. She said that they belong to a group of over 200 labs, and that all out of their whole group, none out of the 200 labs were able to find any evidence of COVID-19 whatsoever. And that they took these reports to the CDC, because that's who was paying their bills, and the guy who was directly under Anthony Fauci told them directly that they had to find something to relate to COVID-19 or call it SARS-CoV-2, but they had to find something. And she said she reported that all but 20 of the labs out of the 200 went along with what they said, and she said her lab did not, and it was one of the 20 or so that did not choose to lie about this. And she said they published and they continued to ask the CDC for information, samples, and isolated viruses to so that they could look at it and examine and to see what they were doing, because they were still being paid by the CDC to work on the COVID-19 shots. And the CDC would never provide them with anything. She said that this went on for almost a year, and they finally, the CDC quit answering their calls and quit communicating to them. And that she said that her lab and several others were later shut down. All their documentation was taken and stolen, all their computer records and all their paperwork. And they were closed down. And several, she said, were closed down in the United States by the FBI. But I don't think her lab was in India. But she did report that several were shut down in the United States by the FBI. They might have been part of the group. I don't know. But this is what happened. It's the same strong arm tactics that was used to get the vaccine pushed through by Fauci. The same kind of hidden lies, the same kind of stuff. We see the same thing repeating. Only now it's coming out that there was no evidence on this about there not being any COVID-19. As far as now, I'm going to say this one last time. I said this over a year ago, that all the images and all these things that he keeps talking about, pictures of viruses, aren't pictures of viruses. They're pictures of stuff that has been slammed through a centrifuge, and or they're particles and pieces of stuff, and they don't even know what they are. They're calling them viruses. Yes, you can see the spike in some images, but that spike is not a virus. It surrounds the virus. Okay? As far as I know, the spike protein is what surrounds, supposedly, the virus, the COVID-19. So that doesn't prove a virus either. Now, well, I don't know. Charlie, I heard the show that he, I listened to the same show he did, and I came away with completely different, you know, views on all this stuff.
Charlie, can we agree that something, let's just call it generically, a biological weapon came from China, without naming it as a virus or whatever else.
I do not agree with that.
Well,
I do not agree with that.
Something and made people sick and killed 0.3%
It's called the common cold, John. It's called the common cold. It's been around forever. It's the flu. Well,
It's highly transmissible, and it did kill a small portion of people. But regardless of what it was,
less than 2% of the people.
It was about 0.3%. 0.3%,
which is almost the same exact number as what the flu killed.
Precisely, and ironically, yeah. Nobody died from the seasonal flu the winter of 2019-2020, did they?
No, they didn't. Exactly.
How about that?
You know, see, it's making our point, really. It's making my point. Your point is the same. All right. Thank you very much, John. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller is after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
The Biden administration has set another record. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. As of 2 days ago, 609 dead bodies have been found on the U.S. side of our southern border this year. The record was previously set by the Biden administration last year. In his first year in office, 566 dead bodies were found. By comparison, before Biden in 2020, 247 bodies were found. The lackadaisical immigration policy of this administration is encouraging people to seek help from cartels and smugglers for the long and dangerous journey. Where is the disgust and outrage over all of the dead brown people? How is this not a headline from every news outlet in the nation? Kids in cages was a headline for over a year. That is nothing compared to 1,175 dead under this administration. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
All right, we are back with Kirk Finney here, the proprietor of Ready Water Revolution. And we got our last caller here. Looks like Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. And, you know, that guy before Charlie, I got a couple of points here. He was very crafty in the way he called up and tried to say RBN just needs to go away. I like it about RBN that you can call in, and sometimes you get enough rope to hang yourself, and you end up.
That's right. That's exactly
revealing your agenda there. But But have you looked at this bombshell study? And, of course, there was a 2015, there was an article in JAMA that talked about the five sigmas of science. That guy mentioned something that when you find an anomaly, you throw out your theory. Well, man, he has a lot of faith in science. There is sophistry, or there's, you know, established stuff that you can't question. If I can be generic here, I know of a particular medical school. I know two different people that went there. They were really having trouble. They were about to lose their accreditation. Back in the 90s, because they passed through so many people that couldn't pass their practicum or finish their that could not finish their
board.
They couldn't get their medical license.
Right.
And this one guy had like a 3.8 average or something, and he made a mistake of talking with some of his fellow students about the theory of viruses because he heard about this guy in Germany that put out the $100,000 reward about the measles virus.
Right.
And
that's right.
And he went all the way through to the Supreme Court, which is, if you read the whole case, the study, the Supreme Court ruling was, look, it's his criteria. He can decide who wins. You know, they didn't really validate what he was saying, but they validate the idea that he got to decide who won the prize. And nobody could do it because nobody's going to pay for a study that proved everything that he wanted to prove. This one graduate student threw four studies at him that proved each part of what he was asking, but that's not how you won the prize. But anyway, so in China, there's a ridiculous amount of pollution that we haven't seen in the United States probably since, I don't know, the 1950s, and not even then, because we're not as industrialized as China. So Chinese people's immune system is ridiculously compromised in a lot of ways, especially around Wuhan. If you go look up, you can see the picture of the smog where these kids are taking their final exams on a soccer field, and you can only see like the first two or three rows of seats from the smog. All of our worst coal is being sent to China out of the Powder River Basin because it's so cheap to put like 33 tons of coal on those trains for an hour of labor. And that's put so many people out of work over here in what I call the coal hole economy. But what is a virus? This one guy just asked the question, and it got back to the higher-ups in this medical school, and they confirmed what he had said, you know, that he questioned the whole theory of virology, and they said, we don't want your kind in this school. And here he was almost a 4.0 grade point average. So that's how they filter out people that question.
Okay, Mike?
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. We got a break.
All right.
Dr. Horowitz, stay tuned.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Barron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.